9 minutes after 8. Outside we have 35 degrees. Highs will reach 58 today. Sunny skies and winds from the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Don't forget that John Hall comes in this afternoon from 2 until 6. I'm not exactly sure who's going to be here at 10 this morning. I think Jim Gates is going to be here from 10 until 2. Because Tom Trolson left us on Friday and he's headed up to Illinois. And Darlene is here to do the news for him. So all sorts of switches are happening here. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out, okay? Here's the Rambos. This is the number one easy listening song now on Stereo 91. That's the Rambos. It's 16 minutes after 8. 39 degrees outside in Lakeland, and highs will get up to 58 today. And real soon, as a matter of fact, maybe right now, we should go to this morning's proverb of the day. Let me get it out here. Proverbs chapter 4. If you're a member of the Proverbs Club, you read a proverb every day. And this morning we're looking at the New International Version, Proverbs chapter 4. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. It's from Proverbs chapter 4, this morning's proverb of the day. We're all set to give away some more records. I've been giving away some 45s all morning, and I've got some more 45s to send to the first three callers. Now listen close. First three callers that have never won anything before. We get in a situation where a lot of people call in all the time, and we often will have the same winners over and over. Well, if you've never won anything before, I'd love to send you a record today. First three callers at 688-9711. We'll have you on the air, and you can just tell us a little bit about what you're doing today. First three callers at 688-9711. We have Faye on the phone right now. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning.
What city do you live in?
Winter Haven.
And is it cold over there today?
It sure is.
Now, you do think it's cold out.
Yes.
We had some callers this morning that said they didn't think it was very cold outside.
Oh, really? Well, I'm from Kentucky, but it's still cold.
Yeah, I think it's cold, too. Faye, what are you planning for today?
Well, this is my day off, and I have a lot to do.
What do you normally do for a job?
I'm a cashier.
What have you got to get accomplished today?
Well, I am trying to reestablish my house burned about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, it did?
So I have a lot to do.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But the Lord is still blessing me.
Oh, that's good. Well, can I pray for you right now, Faye?
You sure can.
I think that'd be good if we just stopped and prayed for you. Heavenly Father, please help this woman today and give her the strength to rebuild, to continue to pull things together. And Lord, do bless her and bless her as she remains faithful to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to pray for you, okay?
Okay, thank you a lot.
And have a good day.
You too.
And let's continue to remember Faye in our prayers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put her on the prayer list. Let me get out a note card here. If you have anything for the prayer list, you can call us this morning. And we'll have prayer time this morning at 11:30. So you make sure you call us and let us know if you have any prayer requests. We have a caller on the line, Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Explain to us what you're doing down here. You're from Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah, I'm down here, trying to take care of business from my husband. He was killed in a motorcycle wreck, and we're from First Assembly, but after he was killed, I moved back to Muncie, Indiana, with my father and mother.
Well, I'm real sorry to hear about your husband. Let's stop and pray for you, okay, Melody? Would that be okay?
Sure, thanks.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Melody to you and that entire family. Please help them, Lord, in this continued time of need. We turn to you, Lord, as our Father, and we pray for your strength and for your protection. Please give us encouragement. Please give Melody encouragement in this time as she continues to seek you. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling this morning, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to be taking one more caller this morning. Yeah, I'll put Melody on the prayer request list too, okay? Here's our final caller. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name?
Nancy Shevitz.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
You from Lakeland?
Yes, I am.
And what's on the agenda for you today?
Well, mainly taking my 12-year-old daughter to the orthodontist and getting braces.
So it's oh, no. Need to pray about that, too.
Yeah, she's not looking forward to it too much.
I know. Well, you tell her it'll be worth it in the end.
Yes,
I suppose you've been telling her that, haven't you?
Right.
It's kind of hard for kids to understand that, though.
Yes, it is, especially if they have to have teeth pulled or something like that in preparation, and she's had to go through all that. So
oh, that's too
it's
bad.
It's been rough.
Is it? Do you think it's cold out?
No, but then I'm from Illinois, so this isn't bad.
Well, I'm from Minnesota. I think it's freezing out
do
here.
You really?
Yes, I think it's terrible.
You know, I don't think it's bad.
Well, I hope you enjoy the day. And say hi to your daughter for us. What's her first name?
Beth.
Okay, well, say a special hi to Beth, okay?
I will.
And we'll be praying for her later today.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve.
28 minutes before 9, we got plenty of things for our prayer request. Don't forget, you can phone in this morning at 688-9711 with your prayer request. We'll be having prayer time this morning at 11:30. Rita comes in 8 minutes. Stick around. Outside in Lakeland, 39 degrees. Highs today around 58.
Take away sunshine and brighten my day.
25 minutes before 9, and stay tuned. This morning on Feedback, first we'll hear from Crandall Miller about this weekend's walk through the Bible, and then Doyle Varvel from the Florida Boys Ranch.